7:40 on this Monday morning. Every Monday around this time, we talk about a made in Michigan business. Certainly a great Michigan tradition is Big Boy. And joining us right now, the owner of the Fort Gratiot Big Boy, and now the owner of Connor Street Pub, now known as McCormick's Connor Street Pub, Bob McCormick. Bob, good morning.
Good morning.
This has been such a difficult couple years for restaurants. I hope we all have a newfound appreciation for people that own and work in restaurants, because you folks have had it hard the last couple of years, haven't you?
Yeah, it's been definitely a challenge for the last couple of years, but just like everything else, if you persevere, you make it through it.
Well, what has been your secret to success? Obviously, Big Boy, I think, with offering delivery and carry out and really just sort of pivoting to people's needs, that's really helped you guys, hasn't it?
Yes, it has. I think for a company as big as Big Boy, it was a challenge at first to turn the ship towards that direction. I mean, it's been the same way for the last 80 years. So, but yeah, we managed to pull it off and be creative and look at different ways to feed our guests.
I think all of us also get a little nervous when we hear about a restaurant that's cutting back its hours or closing, you know, whether it's temporarily or for good, because we see our favorite places go. You have stepped in as the new owner of Connor Street Pub. Tell us all about that. That sounds really exciting.
It was a long process. It was interesting. I had a buddy mention it to me previously about buying the pub, and I told him absolutely no. But then I started going there every once in a while, seeing what the atmosphere was like and some of the great offerings they have that other restaurants in our area don't. So I became interested, started the process really in earnest about 6 months ago. I would work there one day a week to get used to the operation and really get to see it. And I think it's a very fun place to be.
What was it about it that, you know, you went from absolutely not being intrigued when you started to get intrigued and interested in it? What was it about Connor Street Pub that kind of started to win you over?
Well, you know, at Big Boy, everything's done for you. The menu's created, the recipes are created. And really, my background has been, in the past, more hands-on creating those recipes and doing that work. So me, along with Chef, developed a new menu, brought back some of their favorites, and also worked on some great new items that are all made from scratch.
You mentioned the atmosphere, too. Pretty fun place, Connor Street Pub, isn't it?
Yeah, and we're working on entertainment right now. We do every other week we do every week we do one event. One week is bingo, bar bingo. Another week is karaoke. Also, at the end of the month, we have our comedy club, which is, I worked once with the previous owner, and it's kind of amazing, and that was so much fun.
You got a nice space to work with there. You've got a full bar. You've got, you know, a nice-size restaurant. You got a space in the back for special events. I mean, it really is as buildings go, it's a nice place, isn't it?
Yeah, the space in the back, people don't realize is there because the building's long. And they think it's narrow, but it comes out in the back, and people driving by typically don't see that. So they don't realize that there's a small banquet room attached to the Connor Street Pub.
What are some of the highlights on the menu?
My favorites are the shepherd's pie, which is made from scratch, and also the smoked wings. I think they're amazing. And people love the Irish egg rolls. Can't keep up with those.
So this is really kind of taking on the look and feel of a traditional Irish pub, isn't it?
That's my goal. It's going to be a slow process, but we'll get there. I mean, it's very comfortable. People come in and tell me how comfortable Connor Street Pub is and how they enjoy the atmosphere there. So, I mean, there's going to be work, nothing major, but hopefully a lot of improvements along the way.
Obviously, carryout has become very important for all restaurants. I mean, not just relying solely on it, but I think a lot of people are still more comfortable doing carryout than in person. So you offer that as well?
Yeah, actually, McCormick Connor Street Pub has a website, and people can go to that website and order directly online through that website. Also, we partnered with DoorDash, which is doing an amazing business out of a Connor Street pub as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. I am looking forward to visiting Connor Street Pub, and especially for St. Patrick's Day with our friends at the United Way. That's where we're going to have our St. Patrick's Day party this year, and I think it's going to be just a great spot for that.
Yeah, I'm so looking forward to that one. That's going to be a ton of fun as well. Opening at 6 in the morning, we're going to have the breakfast buffet for United Way and all the fun events that they have planned for that day.
So keep that in mind. St. Patty's Day, March 17th, we'll be there. Should be a good time. Bob, what are your hours at McCormick's Connor Street Pub right now?
Monday through Thursday, 11 till 10. Friday and Saturday, 11 till 11.
Well, thanks for keeping things going there, Bob. Appreciate it very much, and can't wait to stop by and visit.
Thanks. Looking forward to seeing you there.
All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.